Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, Steve Halpern, myself. If this is the first time you listen to this podcast, the purpose of this podcast is to bring you the latest health information and health tools to make a difference in your life, your family life, and the people you come in contact with. There's so much new information on the web every single day. I come across some new studies on nutrient benefits and new products, new health products, new supplements, new health ingredients. In fact, an interesting one I just learned today. And remember, I spend hours and hours a day on YouTube videos and medical journals and other people's blogs and podcasts so I can bring you the latest health information. Well, something I didn't know, which is kind of unusual in this field. I'm just kidding. There's so much to learn, even after 50 years of doing this. And that was about eggplant. It hasn't been on my top recommendation list, but it should have been, because there's some compounds in the red of the eggplant, or even the skin black of the eggplant, called anthocyanidines, and there's some other interesting phytonutrients that have been shown to help kill cancer and might even prevent cancer. One of the mechanisms seems to be anti-angiogenesis. Angiogenesis is the growth of blood vessels, which in some cases you want, but in cancer spread you don't want. It's a way that tumors send out growth factors for blood vessels so they can be fed. And there was a whole while back, they were talking about shark cartilage and different other angiogenesis drugs. Didn't seem to pan out that well, though there's still a lot of research, but here's a natural compound. Now, the problem with eggplant is eggplant can be bitter, and if you cut up the eggplant, soak it in salt water for about 30 minutes, and then you can chop it up and broil and steam it and put it into other foods, it'll take the bitterness out of the eggplant. So, what's so exciting? And you know, if I use so, it's because I'm thinking of what I'm going to say next, because there's so much I want to share. Interesting study on atrial fibrillation. We seem to have an epidemic of atrial fibrillation, where the heart starts beating either irregularly or racing very fast. You know, we call it tachycardia. And if you ask the interventional cardiologist, they don't know what causes it. And then what you can do, you can get an ablation when they take, you know, they burn off some tissue and supposedly can, if it's the right tissue, it'll stop. Or if it doesn't stop and it's irregular, they'll do an implantable pacemaker. Permanent. Okay. And that's supposed to be very, very helpful. Maybe you can prevent it. And an interesting study came out talking about diet. And it was a population study on atrial fibrillation. And they found increased fruits and vegetables as opposed to, guess what? High protein and fat. Now, they didn't look at sugar, which might be an issue. And there was almost a 20% reduction in the incidence of atrial fibrillation. Now, if you consider adding magnesium, which people are very deficient, population is very deficient in magnesium for lots of reasons I've talked about in previous podcasts. Taurine, a very, very helpful amino acid, balancing heart rhythm, maybe even some hawthorn, well-studied cardiovascular herb, you might not have the problem. And then you don't need pacemakers. Now they're getting better, but every couple of years you have to change the batteries. And they really, you know, as I kid around and joke about this, they don't play music yet, you know, and, you know, you can't, you can't plug your phone in to charge. So they just lay there in your chest. So that's a way to avoid atrial fibrillation. Another interesting study on interval training. and the fact that interval training, if you can do it and you're in good shape, interval training means that you push yourself for 5 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever at a higher rate of exercise, aerobic exercise, if you're racing or if you're race walking or you're just walking like I do. And that seems to really have a beneficial effect on abdominal fat, which is a great thing. Another study that came out was on the benefit of, which I've been telling people for years and years and years, for appetite and weight control and just good health. Small meals spread out maybe 6 times a day. As a grazer, it's one of the things that I practice. I rarely, unless it's a big salad meal, which I usually start my day with, a big multi-green salad and not just romaine lettuce, but quinoa and maybe a little rice and all sorts of greens and all sorts of vegetables. That I don't mind a big meal. And the rest of the day, I'm just going to snack. Maybe I'll have some grapes here, and maybe I'll have some blueberries, and I don't have a grain problem, so I might have some whole grain crackers, and maybe some nut butter, but snacking throughout the day. Another study showed that it's really beneficial eating. Well, there's two ways of looking at this. There's intermittent fasting, which can have some health benefits and weight loss benefits and longevity benefits. And that means you're not eating breakfast. So maybe your last meal might be 8 o'clock at night, and then you don't eat till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You don't have to do it every day. That's intermittent fasting, helps clean out the cells. They call that, it's a cleaning out of the cell process, and can be very, very beneficial. The other way might be also fasting, 1 day or 2 days a week, modified fasting. So that's, that's another way. And a myth, a nutrition myth was, well, if you don't eat a lot, you do the dieting, your body is going to adjust to the calories, and it'll be more efficient at using calories, and it might be actually detrimental to weight loss. No. No, sorry. Eating less calories, eating nutritionally dense food, that's where the salads and the vegetables come in. Some beans, if you can handle them. And please don't believe what I call the food fadism you see on the web. That really doesn't have any scientific basis. I'll give you a perfect example. Nightshades. Many, many years ago, an anthropologist, now he wasn't a doctor or scientist, named Farnsworth, had arthritis. So he, being, a botanist and understanding flowers and greens, and he decided not, to eliminate what he called nightshades, potatoes, and some other foods, the nightshade family, and he seemed to get better. Do we know if it was placebo or not? No. So suddenly, a whole mythology grew around nightshades being terrible. And causing problems, and causing inflammation, and being toxic. Not a whole lot of great research behind it that I can find in any major studies. And the idea, the nightshades have solamine, which can be slightly toxic at higher doses, but the whole principle of hormesis, which is lots of plants have compounds in it to help keep away the bugs. Bugs don't really like it. And at high dose, there might be, very high dose, pounds and pounds and pounds that you couldn't eat, might not be that healthy. But at small amounts, they actually stimulate our immune system, our antioxidant system. They act as a stimulant like exercise does. or, and this is, you know, something I want to talk about, broccoli seed has, or broccoli sprouts, if you can handle them and you want to bother with them, has a compound called glucoraphanin. Glucoraphanin can get converted to sulforaphane, which has zillions and zillions of studies behind it. You can find sulforaphane all over the web. But the best source of sulforaphane actually happens to be broccoli, specially activated, tested, clinically tested, and patented broccoli seed. That's right. That's been activated with a plant compound called myrosinase, which activates it into lots and lots of sulforaphane. Well, the point of this is that this sulforaphane will turn on your antioxidant system. Maybe even the nightshades might also. Okay. So you want to turn on your antioxidant system, and you want to prevent excessive oxidative stress. Oxidative stress, again, the campfire that's burning, and it'll burn down the forest. It'll burn down the forest if you don't have the rocks. So you need your own internal antioxidants and food antioxidants. You know, lots of berries, and maybe fish oils have been shown to do it. And, you know, there are a lot of phytonutrients in plant compounds in plant world that act as antioxidants. So I'm not a big fan that you have to take tons and tons and tons of, you know, pill antioxidants. I really prefer the food, but sulforaphane made from broccoli seed is very, very, very different. Now, for my listeners, a very, very special announcement. I've created a Vitalica Supplements, Vitalica Supplements website. Now, all information, it's not perfect yet. And this, I will post the podcast, this podcast, and there's some other podcasts, and there's a video on there. But here's the special announcement as to celebrate the launch of this website, VitalicaSupplements.com. If you look at the, and this is the one I recommend. I recommend the Physician's Formula. It's the most potent broccoli seed supplement, patented seed, available. And first thing, unlike other sites that might be selling it, we give you the support. And we give you the information. And we can tell you how to use it if you need to. And we can tell you all sorts of wonderful things since I've been studying this over 3.5 years. And we use it in our medical practice, Dr. List's medical practice in New York City, integrative physician. So let me get to the good part. If you go to the website and you, and I don't know how long we're going to do this, and you push, you know, the shop part, you know, and you see the thing on the website, the normal price on the web, you might see it even up to $119. And, you know, we've been discounting it, you know, anyways, between $89 and $79, but as a special, it's $49. Get this, $49.95 and free shipping at our website. So again, the website is Vitalica Supplements with an S .com. You can look around on the website. Can listen to the podcast, and then when you go to the shop part, you will see the how much it's discounted. So you might want to buy more than one. I don't know how long we're going to do this special. It's part of you know, the celebration of our website, where we're going to put other health products on there, other supplemental products on there that I think are really, really unique. And there's going to be a blog, and there's going to be different kinds of interviews. So again, if you liked and enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe so you can get the latest information. And feel free to email me at NutriSteve@hotmail.com. There will be a place to ask questions on the website, VitalicaSupplements.com. We haven't set that up yet. And reviews and comments. So that's very, very, very exciting. So again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends so that they can also benefit from all this great information. This is Steve Halpern. Thank you for listening.